Chantel Rogers is a seventh grader at the Charles A. Tindley Accelerated School, a charter school in Indianapolis. At first glance, she appears to be your typical girl. A little shy, very polite, hair neatly pulled back. However, this is far from the truth. A self-proclaimed tomboy, she's the only girl on our school's football team.
I would like to play in the NFL. It's a big dream of mine. Like, I would like to be in the NBA as well. But whichever comes first, whichever works out the better. And be the first girl to play college football.
That dream might not be so far off. In the spring of 2009, the Women's Football Alliance was founded with the goal of creating the highest level of football for women in North America. Girls playing on an all-boy football team aren't totally unheard of. Chantel isn't on special teams. She's not the kicker tucked away from the contact. She's a wide receiver and corner, which means she gets hit.
And when I got tackled for the first time, they, like, all worried about me if I was okay and stuff like that. And then they saw that I was okay. They patted me on the back, said good job, giving me high fives and stuff.
Well, at first, I hesitated to hit her. The way that I'm raised is to not lay your hands on a female. Like, I mean, it's football. She's going to get hit. And the dudes out there on the other team, they're going to try to hurt her. So she got to learn how to take it at home before she take it somewhere else.
That's teammate Dorian Hayes, who says at first he was skeptical of a girl joining the team.
I thought that it was shocking when I first heard that because I thought about she was a girl. What is she going to do? I don't think she can hit or take a hit, so I don't know what position she's going to play.
But as she proved her ability, her teammates have come to accept her. They see her as more of a friend and have been able to close the usual early adolescent gap between girls and boys through football. Again, Dorian.
It doesn't have to be an awkward silence when we're talking to her. We can talk about football with her.
Chantel says a girl playing football shouldn't be exceptional, but in her experience, most girls aren't interested or very supportive. Chantel says it's common for other girls to criticize her for playing football.
Well, the girls that don't approve of the fact of a girl playing on the football team, they're the ones that say something or tease.
Her coach, Rufus Sanders, says girls can play football, but they need to be aware it's a physical sport.
The young ladies are well aware of what goes on the football field, so they come ready and understand that they're going to be hit.
Both her teammates and Chantel agree that she is treated as an equal on the team, but as coaches and teammates, they do feel obligated to protect her.
Of course, you get other boys on the other team saying, "Hey, look at that girl! You know they got a girl. We're gonna go after her." And that's when they get their teammates for support.
Chantel doubts that other girls would be willing to join the physicality of football, while coaches and teammates worry over their fragility. But the recent rise of girls on football teams may see such opinions becoming merely common misconceptions. For Y Press, I'm Grace Moe.